You know, my feet are kind of square. Oh, no, that's wrong. You know? That's neck, I mean, wrong. I have toes, but they are kind of square.
You have square toes?
No, like my feet. My feet.
You got a square foot.
My feet are squares.
Your feet are squares? So you have no toes?
I have toes, but the shape of my feet are squares.
I mean, you don't want, like, contrary to popular belief.
Actually, would it be a square?
Contrary to popular belief, those, like, pointed toe shoes are not really good for your feet.
Wouldn't it be more rectangular?
Yeah, kind of rectangular. I don't know, like.
I mean.
But see, she's little, so maybe it's like.
All sides aren't equal.
Yeah, I don't know. She's smaller, though, so maybe, like, it.
I don't know. Like, you got, like, a box for a foot?
She got a cube.
You got a cube?
Not telling y'all what I got, right?
So, oh, what, you old Greg?
Don't worry about it.
You don't know what I got under here.
All right, next.
Got
time.
A man, John.
Oh my God!
You playing your love games?
Oh my God! Okay, you guys. Well, hello, and I would like to welcome you all to the Tangent Versus, a movie podcast where we talk movies and compare and contrast and score and rate two similar-ish movies, and then we
maybe not always two films, but
yeah, no, not all the time,
but most of the time,
but yeah,
more now.
Oh god, yeah, backlog. This is the attempt to like give ourselves a formula and more format. And if you are a regular listener, like, you know, there's maybe like three or four of them out there. You will notice that we are going to do a little change up and try to do things a little bit differently to maybe like streamline our episodes. And for those that don't like extremely long episodes, you know, we might help them out. And also we're going to give a little bit more verses to the verses in our name. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, and to those three or four out there, do not treat this like Fight Club.
Oh, yeah. You do need to talk about it.
We do talk about this.
Yeah, you need to talk about it, and you need to tell your friends, too. All right, you guys, and since that brought us to this point, it was a very good segue. How about you do us a favor and go to Apple, iTunes, or Podcast, or whatever they're calling it now, and or Podchaser, and give us 5 stars if you really like us. That helps us move up in the ratings, and the people that might have never heard of us, we'll get to hear of us. Yes, 5. I'll accept 4.
We need to throw out some more videos for you guys, because we got these awesome hand gestures.
One day, we're going to be all sitting in the same room, and we're going to have the lights nice, and we're going to have our little mic set up, and we're all going to be, we'll go on YouTube, and we'll do it like that.
Whoa. I thought you said you would never do a YouTube.
No, I mean, it's not going to be like a formulated, like, it'll just be like, we'll do episodes live so that we can actually interact.
Yes. I'm sure our fans would like that. Would you not?
The four of them?
I would.
The four fans that have not communicated with us?
You know what? They're very important.
Y'all hate on them.
I mean, they are important. I would just like to hear from them. Like, email us, you guys, at thetangentversus@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Do that. Give us the stars.
Hit us on Twitter.
Tell your friends and family. Yes, Twitter at Tangent Versus, at Tangent Chris, at Tangent Kelvin, at Ambiguity. Do that thing. And if you don't remember, we'll have Miss Ambiguity.
Touch us, because you know what? I will touch you back.
Touch him.
Kelvin will watch.
I'll just watch.
Amber,
she just started singing, so that's what she's going to bring, like, the happiness to the whole situation.
Yeah, she'll bring some sunshine and lollipops to your life.
Christopher, did you hear the song that I just started singing?
No, I did not.
You didn't hear it?
Oof.
I heard it.
Sing it.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It was my least favorite song.
Well, do it again.
No.
Please?
You'll have to listen to the episode for once.
Ooh. Oh. Cold-blooded. And I like it.
Well, since it is in, 'tis the season for all things creepy and scary and witchy.
Here we are.
We got two very witchy movies for you. One of them is a classic that a lot of people, it's like you either hate it or you love it. It's 1993's Hocus Pocus. The other one.
I was bewitched.
You was bewitched by the witches?
Yes.
By the Sanderson sisters?
Couple of them.
Our other one is another one from 1990, based on a book by Roald Dahl. How do you say his name?
Roald
Dahl. Roll Dahl. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm just not really sure.
They know who I'm talking about. It is called The Witches, and which is actually getting a remake that is coming out very soon. So I felt like this would be appropriate all around. So we're going to compare contrast. We're going to verse these two witchy movies, The Witches and Hocus Pocus. So sit back, relax, grab some popcorn, and let's dive.
Is it butter popcorn you're grabbing?
But yeah, I always get butter
popcorn. Grab that butter popcorn.
I always get butter popcorn.
Of course.
Speaking of butter popcorn. Kids weird. Kids very weird.
Or do you like the Jiffy Pop?
Oh, Jiffy Pop's fun, though.
Yeah, it's so fun to cook it on the
Jiffy's
stove.
Jiffy's fun.
I don't know why. It's just so fun.
It's the little kid in us.
Yeah, you can watch that. Just
like, bloop.
Yeah. And it also reminds you of Scream.
Yes. What are you doing? What was her name? What was
I don't like about? Popcorn.
You ain't had good popcorn.
I can't remember. You don't like Jiffy Pop?
She says you don't like popcorn, period. Have you had popcorn made on the stove and not the microwave?
Mm-hmm.
And
you hate it?
I'm not particularly fond of popcorn. Like, if someone has it, I'll eat a couple pieces, but I'm not going to buy it.
So
I'm not going to eat it.
This is
what?
This is disappointment.
How do you eat something? See,
I'm the perfect person to have on your movie podcast, right?
No, it's fine.
I'm the best co-host ever. I don't like cinemas or I don't like popcorn.
That's like a straight guy being like, I'm not fond of dick, but if it's around.
I mean, if there's nothing else, I guess. If there's nothing else around, why not?
Too far, guys? Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not.
So the first one we're going to start, and we're talking about these two witchy movies, is we're going to talk about The Witches.
The 1990 version.
1990s version, yes. As of recording, the new one hasn't come out. Maybe by the time I can, if I'm a good editor, good producer, maybe I can get out this episode before the new one releases on HBO Max. But we will see.
I believe in you,
cross
sir.
Cross your fingers. I thank you. So, what is The Witches about? Do you want to hit up that synopsis, or do you want me to do it, sir?
Okay, I'll hit it. It's about witches. I mean, pretty much, that's the whole thing, is about witches. You get this whole story of this, you know, older lady telling her, you know, grandson about witches, and take off from there, and, you know, there's witches.
Yes. I mean, if nobody's...
And things ensue.
If nobody's ever... I mean, I don't know, is it popular? Like, I feel like...
I don't believe it is. Like, you never really hear much about it. I never really knew about it.
It was popular enough to get a remake.
I mean, I think maybe it's a cult classic. Maybe-ish.
Amber, we already know. You ever heard of it?
The Witches?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read the book as a kid. I read, like, all of his books.
Oh, you read the book as a kid?
So
I didn't.
So you've seen the movie before this?
I think once, a long time ago. Grandma tells little boy about witches, parents die, turns out witches are real, goes on a witch hunt to get rid of all the witches before the witches get rid of all the children.
Things ensue, huh?
Yeah. One thing led to another.
That's pretty much what That's pretty much all I had.
Basically, I'm just reading a few different people versions of the way they wrote it. One literally has like one sentence. A young boy stumbles upon a witch convention and must stop them even after he's been turned into a mouse.
That's pretty good.
Short, sweet, simple, to the point.
I like you, sentence person.
Kenneth Chisel.
We like you.
Chisel? Yeah. Yeah, but that's basically what it is about. So we get a... Grandma wanted to be not a witch hunter, but she did want to catch the Grand High Witch because she knew witches did bad things.
Somehow she was involved, and you never find out how she's involved.
Yes, that is a really...
You don't ever... I don't know if we want to get into the whole...
Yeah.
How that's something's missing, and how she was involved, and you never find that out
in the movie. Yeah, you do, though. You do kind of figure it out, because when... she's telling her grandson about witches. He goes, "Well, Grandma, have you ever met a witch?" And that's when she showed him her finger. Like, "Yeah, witch tried to get me."
It
A witch tried to get me, but she lost.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it gives you like a little glimpse like that, like, but it don't actually tell you.
Yeah, was she like on the inside of it? Did she used to be a witch?
Was she one of the little girls that got away?
She was one of the little girls that got away. She said that.
She said that?
Yeah, in the beginning with her finger.
All right, so you're the newbie, and usually we would come to this point after the synopsis and ask, like, yeah, what did you think about it? If you like it, if you've never seen it, but you've seen it before, did you remember it from the past?
I didn't remember it. I remembered more of the book than I did the movie.
Any major differences that stick out to you, even though it's been a long time?
Yeah, was the book better for you?
The book's always better.
The book is 99.9% of the time, the book is almost always better.
But you still got to ask. But
saying that, I also have my opinions. Yes, the book is usually always better, but yes, that does not mean the movie cannot be equally as good in its own right.
I told you, I love the Harry Potter movies.
The movie can exceed.
Yes, it can. Like Fight Club, for instance. I'll say straight up. The book of Fight Club is really good, but the movie like took something and made it more. But yeah.
What just happened?
I don't know. Remix to remix, he was back to normal. As normal as he can be. Okay, so
you guys love me.
Favorite parts of the movie?
You, Amber. What's your favorite part?
One of the things that I really liked is kind of irrelevant completely to the story and has absolutely nothing to do with the story was the interactions between the hotel manager and the housekeeper.
Those were
right.
Those were so funny. Like their relationship was supposed to be on the low and like no one, like it was definitely against policy and they were together. And then every time something came up, he would like kind of like low key have her back, but then just kind of be like, oh, she's making this so hard on me.
Yeah, he'll just go Mr. Bean on it.
Ding, ding!
I don't know. I think one of my favorite parts was the convention. Just, you know, when
shortest convention ever, by the way.
Yes. fucking awesome. And also, they started pulling all the shit off, and they got all witchy. And all these dudes just sitting down all these dudes in fucking women's clothing out there being witches.
Yeah, did you happen to notice that, too? Like, they were, you know, they wanted some ugly witches. Well, what they did was...
They got some ugly dudes.
They got some guys and dressed them up like women, which is so funny that they had them in there and they're taking off their wigs and everything. And it's just...
We could get some ugly women or we could get some dudes.
Yeah.
Dudes, that's worse.
And it was so funny. It's like, totally nonchalant. Obviously, it was like in between of like... You know that they're dudes, but then you're like, are they really guys? Are they just really ugly women? I'm like, oh, they're just witches. You know, it was just really fun. That was a cool scene, cool way to do that scene. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And very amusing and funny for the adults.
So, sir, you killed
me. My favorite parts? I think the snarkiness of our Grand High Witch and all the comments that she would make, like, that would just come back. Especially, and I said it last night whenever we were rewatching the part, when, the grandmother was, she said, I dropped my knitting. Have you seen my grandson? She was talking to the Grand High Witch.
Right.
She was like, oh, yes, if I find, and they were having back and forth, but clearly the Grand High Witch doesn't like this grandmother because this is after they had,
whatever encounter.
Drugged her, or tried.
Apparently they had had an encounter before because she was sitting there, she was like, looking at Angelica Houston.
Yeah.
Mm.
Calm down. Damn. Future she predictions, was, you guys.
You know what's gonna happen. You know what's gonna happen. I love you, Angelica.
I knew it.
But anyways, she's looking at her and she's like, I can't help but feel like I remember.
Yeah. And so
I've met her.
They go through and like my favorite one is whenever she was sticking her head out the window and our grandmother's acting like she doesn't remember her. She's like, oh, I dropped my knitting. Because she was actually trying to use the rope to pull up her mouse grandnephew.
Yes.
Or grandson, I'm sorry.
Grandson.
And the Grand High Witch, Angelica Houston, comes by. And she's like, what are you doing? She's like, I dropped my knitting. Can you, like, have you seen my grandson? And she's like, yeah, yes, children. Because witches hate children in this universe, apparently. And Angelica Houston's talking about, oh, yeah, if I see him, I'll... And she just stops mid-sentence, walks inside of her door, closes the door. She was like... I will crush him or destroy him or something like that. You know, it's just like, how is that okay? You just, and how is that not weird?
Two things. Two things. She was not trying to pull him back up. She was trying to distract the cat so the Nephi could get the potions. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because if I remember correctly, because it's been like 3 weeks since I've seen it, she picked up her cat and walked back inside. Two things.
Second thing.
Chris is kind of like the Jack Harkness of our universe. He loves everybody.
Captain Jack Harkness.
Every episode. Hey, I love you. I love you.
I'll be a big ugly head.
Ooh, every episode.
I will be the face of Bo.
Hey, that's a deep seated. You'd
be Captain Chris.
That's a deep seated Doctor Who lore.
Reference.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Potential spoilers, because it's not 100% proven, but it
basically
is.
Yes, it is. Yes, bro, it totally is proven. Yeah, they call me.
Yeah, literally, it's one scene. Don't say this whole thing. It's a 2-minute scene.
Yeah.
He literally admits it. The face of Bo, they called me. It's straight up canon.
I mean, yes, but again, like.
Thank you. I thank you.
But even the Doctor was like, No. Really?
No way.
No.
Okay, he was surprised and he was baffled. He was taken off guard. However, he is still the face of Bo.
However, where does Jack Harkness, who is then, have the abilities that the face of Bo has when we meet the face of Bo?
He's a time traveler. He's a time agent. Okay, he does whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. Okay,
Let's leave in. Oh God, this is stuff for next month.
But, and by the way, Jack Harkness. I love you too. I can't remember his name.
Scott Harrelman.
Yeah.
Harrelman. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you, guy.
But yeah, it even goes a little bit deeper as why he was only a head. Because he potentially got caught by the headhunters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That, what was it? The monks?
Yeah, the monks. The headless monks.
The same one that had Dorian Gray, his head locked up with 11.
Mm hmm.
Yeah. Look at you go.
Yep.
We're spewing out our Doctor Who knowledge. You guys, if you want some more Doctor Who, stay tuned next month. We're going to do all our episodes. Excellence are going to be straight up Doctor Who.
Yeah, whole month.
All right, good. Bad. Any bad parts for you? You guys?
I just thought the little boy was annoying.
Yes.
He was. Especially both of them.
All the little boys were annoying.
Both of them.
Like, the witches were right.
I hate children.
Yeah, they were terrible. Like,
they were fucking annoying. And, I understand you can't expect to have these, like, great child actors, you know, especially in the 90s, but...
I mean, you can, because...
No, his acting wasn't bad. It was just his voice. No, like the acting was bad. Oh my gosh, just I hear
you did it dead on almost too.
I know. Thank you for telling me I sound like a little boy who has not gone through puberty.
Do you want to sound like a little boy that's gone through puberty?
I don't think I sound like a little boy.
I didn't say you did. I said, you said thank you for for telling me I sound like a little boy that's not gone through puberty.
You sound like a young lady.
So that's what I'm saying. Do you want to sound like a little boy that's gone through puberty? Like,
no.
You have to take and choose.
Oh, no, my nose.
Okay, Pinocchio. I'm a real boy.
Would you like to be a real boy?
Yeah, he was really annoying. That whole, the kid obsessed with the butter. Like, Bruno, I think his name was.
Yeah, Bruno.
Like,
the one that they actually tested the Formula 86 on.
Yeah, like, it was just...
And if nobody caught that, Formula 86.
Let's 86 them. Get him out of here.
Okay, I didn't get it.
Oh.
Let's get them out of here.
Thank you for that enlightenment.
Now, let's talk about, like, the nightmare fuel of this movie. Like,
ooh, the unmasking.
The Grandma Witch and her unmasking.
Oh, ooh. God.
She was so ugly. So ugly.
Horrendous. But you know what? The crazy thing was, when she took off her face, she took off her wig, all of a sudden her back and everything.
How was the mask?
She didn't take off her skin.
Yeah. So, how was the mask hiding all of that?
Like, blech. That's a good-ass mask, bro.
Hell yeah.
Where you find that at?
I need one, dude.
Witches R Us.
I guess.
I mean, like, yeah. Nightmares. And the transformation of the kids. to the mice was kind of creepy too. Like, this could probably scare a little child watching it.
Oh yeah, yeah, like, yeah, definitely. That's the point.
Yeah,
and I mean, they delivered on that end.
And also another part that I really enjoyed was the story of the little girl in the picture.
Yeah, that was like a nice little story.
Yeah, that was a really good story. Thing. Like, even though it was just telling, like, they went into a little bit more detail than they had to. She got put into a painting.
And they kept it consistent.
She was a girl in my neighborhood. This happened.
But look, even more than that, at the convention, the paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw them.
The paintings. So it was more than just, oh, I knew a girl and they put her in a painting and her dad found it. They were at the convention and the Grand High Witch looks at the painting. And she still saw the kid that she had put in there.
Yeah. Right. She went and tapped it and was like, oh, yep, you're still there.
There you are.
Yeah, so that was a really cool
Throwback, throwback to the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gave the story a high marking for that, for the consistency.
Nice.
There was some consistency there. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
I also gave it high marks in the story for the consistency between the story of the Grand High Witch and the grandma.
You're gonna hate me for my ratings.
It's fine. We'll get to them when we get around to it. And anything major, any other thing that we talk about before we go ahead and start talking about the other one? Like, because we don't really necessarily have to do spoilers for these. Like, and I mean, if you haven't seen them, go check them out. And we might get a little spoilery when we get to our scores, depending on how they go. But what else stands out about this movie?
I mean, they had decent animatronics.
The animatronics, yes, but some special effects.
Terrible transformations.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I mean, but they were still scary, though. Like, that first thing, especially when Bruno, when we see it happen the first time, Mr. Butterkid. you could see they did a quick shot, and when he first started, they, made his, ears bigger and his teeth bucked out. He's all sweaty and shaking, and then, he starts to shrink and everything. It was cool. The transformation was okay, but the other stuff, well, the animatronics, because, for a little bit, it was just the only thing that that you knew they weren't real mice is the fact that they moved wonky. You know what I mean? Like, their movements weren't...
Mice moving a line. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even that. It was the part whenever they were close up and they were holding them,
Right.
And it was just jerk. I was like, it's not fluid enough. Like, if he's going to turn, But, I mean, other than that...
It was the 90s. It probably didn't even have a big budget. Come on. Give it a break. It doesn't have to be perfect.
No, it didn't have to be perfect. And we didn't even say it was bad.
But this is...
You kind of did verbatim just say it was terrible. I mean,
this is what we do.
This is what we do.
This is how we do it.
It's not Friday night. Sorry.
Okay, but yeah, that was the witches you got. Let's go ahead and get into Hocus
Pocus.
It's just a bunch of Hocus Pocus.
Look, I loved this movie.
Everybody
and I still love this movie. And look, I used to work with a woman named Candace. She has an obsession with this movie, and every time I see something Hocus Pocus related, I share it on Facebook, and she just immediately reacts to it. And I'm like, Candy, I thought of you. She's like, oh my god, I love it.
Slam down on that thumbs up button.
I remember her for is Hocus Pocus, Big Bang Theory, David Bowie, and Prince.
I'm afraid of America.
You know what? Good taste right there.
I love her. I miss her.
Good taste.
But
funny thing about Hocus Pocus, you know how witches got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Hocus Pocus only received
37%.
Yeah, because some people hate this movie.
But it got a 6.9 out of 10. Which is higher on IMDb.
You guys, I'm about to bust.
Which is weird, and I don't understand where it got that 37%.
I'm about to bust the nostalgia bubble. Like, some people just hate this movie. And it's a bad...
And they do.
It's a bad movie. To be real, it is a bad movie in a sense.
I mean, it's not the best movie ever. Yes, there is Bad parts, yeah, definitely.
It's a lot of bad parts, a lot of inconsistencies, especially on the rewatch last night. I was like,
and look, can I talk about one of them? Can I talk about one of them?
What?
Can I talk about one of them? Danny, her lipstick all night.
It never came out?
No.
Oh, I mean, yeah, this is 93.
I don't think that was a reason.
That was just some good lipstick, girl.
Look, I'd like to have some lipstick like that, okay? I need it.
You know what? We will search the earth for that, and we will find it for you.
They're out there. Okay. I'm about to get the synopsis.
I would love for Amber to give us hers.
Let's see. It's Halloween night. Virgin lights a black flame candle. Sanders' sisters come back to wreak havoc.
That's way too much. That's not a synopsis.
And boom, they end up not wreaking havoc. Well, they do kind of, but they end up dying. While he's looking that up, I want to talk about the
ending away.
After moving to Salem, Massachusetts, teenager Mike Dennison explores an abandoned house
with his
sister Danny, who is a virgin. Yes, this is like, yeah.
You can't skip the fact that I forgot. He's a virgin.
Max is a virgin. It's said like 20 times throughout the movie.
It's mentioned a million times.
It's supposed to be a kid's movie, but they're talking about his virgin ass so many
times. Oh, it was so funny. His little sister, whenever they would talk about it,
Danny would be... Do you think that maybe this movie is an advocate to not be a virgin?
Maybe.
Being a virgin, look what can happen when you're a virgin.
Had he not been a virgin when he lit the candle, nothing would have happened.
Exactly.
Oh, what were you about to say?
Well, I kind of like how, you know, it was the guy that was the virgin that lit the black flame candle. Like, you know,
that's good. Yeah, especially after he lights it and the ground shakes and everything, he's like, what happened? Little Danny's like,
a virgin lit the candle.
A virgin lit
Oh my gosh, it was great.
You ain't got
even
none.
But listen, real facts though, real facts, even though I thought it was really funny, it was a guy who lit the black flame candle as a virgin, I really don't like how guys get a lot of heat for not being virgins. You know what I mean? I didn't like that.
They get heat for not being virgins?
No, for being virgins.
Oh, for being virgins.
Yeah. So, where were we at? We stopped. After dismissing his story, Allison tells them, as superstitious, Max, quote-unquote, accidentally... I put the quote-unquote there because it is not in quotation. Frees a coven of evil witches played by Beth Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy
Najimi,
who used to live in the house. Now, with the help of a magical cat, the kids must steal the witch's book of spells to stop them from becoming immortal.
You got that out well, sir.
I love
got
this movie. Well. Y'all can talk about it all you want. I love this movie.
I enjoy it. I love it too. I enjoy the movie.
But you gotta say what's out there.
I love this film.
If it's bad, it's bad.
I watch this every year.
Not bad.
If it's a bad movie with nostalgia and funny.
It's
parts.
Not a bad movie.
You have to watch it at least once a year.
Yeah, I watch it every year.
It's not a bad movie.
And you know what? You guys out there listening, why don't you tell us, how many times a year do you watch this, or do you watch it?
Do you watch it every year? Are you a lover or a hater of the Hocus Pocus?
Lover.
Let us know. We'd love to hear it.
You can email us at thetangentversion@yahoo.com. You can tell us personally at Tangent Kelvin, Tangent Chris, at Ambiguity, all on our Twitter page. You can come join our Facebook group called The Tangent Versus Space Station.
And there's great stuff going on.
Yeah, like funny, fun. So you come and find us, talk to us. You know? So, yeah. Okay. So, now that we know what it's about, let's say the good, the bad, and the nasty, ugly, and the, you know, things that didn't really stand out. So, since you love this movie so much, Miss Amber, what did you love about it the most?
Twitter poll has to wait a second. In the beginning, after they turn Thackeray into a cat,
who is played by our, who is he, Big Briggs? Biggs? NCIS.
Yeah, he turns into be on NCIS.
Isn't it Biggs? No, it's Biggs the older guy.
To be honest with you, not my thing.
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, Rebecca would be so disappointed in me. Gibbs is the older man.
Yes, Gibbs.
Mark Harmon. Okay.
Mark Harmon is
the older guy.
Main dude.
What was his name? McGee.
Yeah, McGee. That's what it is. It's McGee.
McGoo. Anyway. Thackeray.
Magoo.
After they turned him into a cat, he went to go see his, like, he was, his dad was all, where's my son, where's my son? And they wouldn't tell him what happened to his son. And then him, as the cat, just goes up to see his dad, and his dad just, like, kicks him. He's like, get away from me, you foul bitch. Like, oh my gosh, like, my heart.
And it was a different time.
It hurt me. It hurt me in my heart.
Sean Murray, by the way, you guys.
I felt
it. I felt that out for you.
I felt
it. Yeah, I mean, and here's a little inconsistency. Like, and we don't know, and maybe it would have helped us have a little bit of understanding on that. Did he have to learn how to talk as a cat? Or he just didn't talk then and could talk later? Or he didn't know that he could talk?
I don't know.
Because, I mean...
Because he didn't try. He didn't even try then. He just...
I mean, 300 years really gives a guy a lot to think about.
Yeah, but what? Okay, but yeah. Yes, but here's the problem that I have so many like thoughts about it. It's like, okay, so if his family and the people in the town knew that witches exist and knew that they did things, if he had just talked to them, then it's not
but
like
they would see something believed, like that as witchcraft.
Yeah, but they already believed in the witches. They were like, "I'm Zachary." They exactly. turned me into a cat. But
they would see something like that as
yeah,
witchcraft.
Yeah, but they could have.
And he's part of it, and they don't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but had they at least he would at least known, and had they tried to kill him, he wouldn't have died. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he wouldn't have died. No,
yeah.
He can't.
So I mean, at worst comes to worst, but maybe he didn't know that he could die. But maybe at the same time, it's like, yes, we all believe in the witches.
I mean,
and we just killed the
it
witches.
It was extremely new to him at the moment.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like, so maybe three, he had to just, it took him 300 years to learn how to speak, I guess. I don't know. Well, whatever.
But, 300 years later.
300 years later, on All Hallows Eve, a virgin.
A virgin.
Lights the black flame candle.
Can we say it again?
Like a virgin. Do,
lighting candles for the first time.
That was good.
Like a bird.
So can we talk about all the outfits and the clothes in the 93s and which was weird. Our boy Ice. Our bully.
The bullies.
Dude.
Oh, God.
He's like, my name's Ice now. He turns around.
The bullies were just these douchebags that were like, why were they cool?
Yeah. I don't know. It was so terrible.
Like, this is the biggest losers.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're not cool at
So, obviously, you know why they're bullies.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, and nobody, like, the scene whenever they were taking all the kids' candy, it was two of them, and it was, like, 15 kids. The 15 kids could have took those two bullies. You know what I'm saying?
It seems like America.
Right.
Oh, there's these bullies. That are making us do what they want us to do, but we can't think to form together and go against these bullies.
Nope. Too much. Just too much. It's too much.
Is that too far? Is that too far?
No, I'm saying it would be too much to do that.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently it would be
no,
too much
that
to
be, that's...
come together.
Right now.
Oh, me.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay, Miss Amber.
Allison's clothes. I loved her clothes. All of her outfits. I loved all of her outfits.
Who?
Allison.
Oh, Allison, yeah.
And then
she
another thing.
Nice
was
white flowy dress.
Another thing.
Sweet young lady.
Another thing. Look, I've got so much I want to talk about this movie because I loved it so much. A lot of people think graveyards are like really bad luck and like really superstitious. You know, like if you drive past a graveyard, you're supposed to hold your breath or the evil spirits will come in and possess you and all this.
You turn your radio down.
Really?
You turn your radio down.
Yeah, yes, it's a thing. So then, you know, you've got all this, like, negative stigma about graveyards. But then in the writing and in the story, Binks is going to say, oh, go to the graveyard, go to the graveyard. They can't touch you. The graveyard is hallowed ground.
Right, which is the true facts, because that's originally what it is.
Yes.
Like,
and then something I kind of want to say again about kind of, like, I guess we get it as, like, adults. We understand. We think it's funny and get it as a joke. But after Winnie had been asleep for 300 years and the cops try to arrest her, how did she know that resisting arrest was even a thing?
Yeah, we had this conversation when we watched it, too. We did. It was like, it was a few things. The cops, how do they know the run? You know what I mean? It was a few things that.
And then another thing, because I've got so many another things about this
and
movie.
And how does she know the song? How does she know the song?
I don't care about that. This is what I'm about to talk about. At the end of the movie, when they're all getting, they don't have their brooms anymore, and they all get on, like, random stuff, you know? Winnie obviously gets the broom, and then Sarah gets, I think it was a mop.
It was a mop, yeah.
And then Mary gets the vacuum cleaner, and you see the cord trailing, and then it was, like, it was so funny, it was so great. But then at the end, in one of the final scenes, when they're in the graveyard, they actually utilize that vacuum cord.
Yes.
I thought that was wonderful.
They did really good with
what thing I thought.
Oh, but no, this is a bad movie.
Oh, it's still a bad movie. No. I enjoy this bad movie.
Yeah, I love this
bad movie. Look at your face. Don't do that.
I love this bad film. It's a it's a great bad film. Like,
it's not a bad film.
Okay. It's not.
Great.
No, it's not.
This is why you're our rainbow.
It's not bad.
I love this movie.
I love it too.
I had one question during it. Why is Dani more grown up than her fucking brother?
Oh my god, that was so annoying too.
She was far more grown.
She was extremely annoying in the beginning with the scream, but as things are progressing, she's like, oh, da 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 da. She's like laying it down.
Yeah.
And
let me give you some knowledge, bruh.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Why are you giving him knowledge?
All right, you're the older brother. Yet you're
you a bitch.
Your 8-year old sister is outwitting you.
No wonder he's a virgin.
Shots fired.
I'm just saying.
And look, can we also touch on the fact that Allison and Max literally knew each other and probably wouldn't even have considered Halloween night a date. They go from zero to cuddling in each other's arms in one night.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I guess fighting witches really, you know, really
losing your life.
Look, when you're that age, do you not remember doing that? Because you just think that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, when your life is in danger, though, like, those things are going to draw you closer together.
Yes,
I guess it just either makes or breaks a relationship, so.
Zero to 100 real quick.
Yeah.
But also, she wasn't feeling him because, you know, she snuck and made it look like she gave him her number when she just gave him his number back.
Dude, yeah. That was so funny.
Dude, that was like, fuck you, bruh, nah.
Got him.
That was funny, though.
Yes, it was.
That was
But, like, she
up.
Did it on like, the low. She did it on the low. She Max. Didn't even embarrass him.
And then he gets stopped by the bullies after that. I'm like, aw, dude, you just can't catch a break, bro.
And what's up with his parents? This is why certain things are not, like, I know parents aren't
They're cocktail
to.
Parents, bro.
But, I mean, like, why does he not have on any shoes? It's the new style, maybe? Like, dude, like, he has no shoes on coming from school. You know he went to school with shoes on. Like,
he's like, I mean, that's the dad. And he's like, ah, some shit happened. I'm going to let you deal with that yourself.
Because you need to be a man.
Exactly. So.
I mean, nah.
Nah, you need to be a man about it.
Because apparently they were those expensive. They were some, what were they, some Jordans or something?
No, what he should have done is smack shit. I'm like, you know how much fucking money you owe me, bruh?
That's what I was going to say. Like,
you got to learn to be a man today.
Dad was not concerned about the cost of those shoes. Because he was like,
well, they had money, apparently.
Yeah, they had some money. That was a big ass house.
So. Mama out there fucking, you know.
Hey, Madonna.
Making Barney Stinson a man.
Oh, the man maker. High five. Oh,
that was missed.
Do it again. Episode's full of so many references, you guys.
Sorry, I had to.
It's fine. We'll get you, Amber. That's on your to-do
list. Are you okay? You're looking at us like, oh, okay, here.
I was waiting for a TikTok transition.
I'll give you one.
TikTok transition.
No, I'll give you one. I'll give you a fist, too. Bam.
Alright, so we keep saying it's bad and Amber doesn't agree, but what are some of the bad parts?
The bad parts?
Yeah.
Some of the acting. Like, a lot of the acting. A lot of the scenes.
Yeah, suck.
It's a great film and I will watch it every year. I love it.
I do, I watch it every year.
I love this bad film.
Thank you, Disney Plus, for the ability for it to be there.
Yes. But it is not a great film.
Yes, it was.
Aww. It's okay. We're gonna. You got on some blinders right now, and that's cool.
I hate y'all. It was a good movie.
Aww.
You hear this, you guys? She said she hates us, but she'll be back next
you
episode.
You don't hate us.
She'll be back next episode as much as she
You know
us.
You love us. Or you at least like us a little bit.
Y'all suck.
Okay.
You know what? When I rewatched this movie, I was in the beginning, like when it's back in the 1800s or whatever, and it shows they're in the village, and then you see you hear Sarah singing to get the Emily, and then you it sounds pretty, yeah, but it also kind of sounds haunting and chilling, you know, because you know witches, Halloween, whatever. And then you see them running in the field, and you see him chasing after them. It was kind of creepy. And then it turns out to be a really funny movie, and I was just like,
to be honest, this film doesn't have a lot of creep factor.
No, it doesn't. It's
But look, in the beginning, they set you up to think that it was.
Yes, it really was.
That was really kind
of creepy. To be honest, I would like for it to have some creep factor.
I mean,
witches.
And we're going to get into the scores in a little bit, but the writing, these jokes are just fucking hilarious.
It was just a
sweet, with the bus driver.
The bus driver scene.
The bus driver. Oh, that was great.
Yo, dawg.
She's like, this is the chocolate covered finger of a man named Clark. You know what I mean? And the way that Mary was the baby running on the TV, and she was all giddy about it.
Gary Marshall.
Yeah, him and his real life sister were playing husband and wife.
Penny Marshall.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just like,
who is they fucking
call me
great,
master.
Yeah. And then, you know, her with the vacuum cleaner and everything. It was just
it was so funny, though. Like, the bus driver thing.
The laughs and the...
I mean, there's good parts and everything, but it's not a...
The laughing and the gags, I think, make up for the inconsistencies of everything.
Yeah.
So it was a good movie.
That's what it is.
It does.
So it was a good movie.
I mean, it was great in a lot of ways. I mean, that's why I will return to this every year, and I will watch it at least once a year. What?
It's a good movie.
Yes, we keep saying it's a good movie. It's fun to watch, but there's
not very well put together.
Yeah. For instance, okay, so if the fire couldn't kill them, why did they assume that the fire was gonna kill them when they got locked into the big oven?
Exactly. Because they're stupid fucking kids.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But also the witches acted like it was gonna kill them. And how did they get it out? And
exactly.
How did they escape?
Exactly.
These are problems with the movie.
I feel like we need to rewatch it because I feel like it's touched on.
And
it is.
And that's when the moment he left and went to his room and touched on her,
Allison.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look. Regardless of how entertaining and fun it is.
Yeah, it is.
There are some inconsistencies and things that are weird. How did they know?
I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker, she's okay. She's a good actress.
Spell on you,
Najimi. She was funny. She was great. But Bette Midler,
she was it.
I love you, Bette.
She was it.
I love you, Bette Midler.
I put a spell on you.
And you know what? Don't
strong, strong, strong. So strong.
I know I give a lot of I love yous, but I love you, Bette Midler.
It's been 300 years, right down to the day. Okay. But yeah.
Oh, dude, you did that pretty well.
I mean, I had to.
That was pretty good.
Okay. That song was my favorite scene as a kid, and rewatching it was still my favorite scene.
I put a spell on you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is a pretty good scene, though.
We just see how dumb
it's a really good scene.
We just see how dumb the adults are in this world.
Right, yeah.
The 90s.
Well, I mean, no, it was a party, and then they just came in, and I was like, oh, they're dressed up, they're gonna sing, and it's gonna be cool.
And you know, if you think about it, when they walk in,
who would actually sit there and buy that there's these witches in there?
But, no, but listen,
they'd be like, shut the fuck up, kid.
Right, because look.
I think you're a little fucking crazy, I'm gonna put you somewhere, you need to stop.
But look. It was a Halloween party on Halloween. They come in saying they're the Sanderson sisters.
Yes.
Okay. This is so deep rooted in their town's history. They think it's great. They think it's wonderful.
They didn't come
they're
from
really
that town,
getting into
the
it.
Parents.
So then the kids come in and the kids are scared. They're blowing it off because they think they're legitimately
they're
scared
like,
of the
man,
costumes.
My kids
you know what
are
I mean?
Bitches and I don't want anybody to know.
It's great. It was great. And I feel eventually they kind of wisened up to the fact of what Halloween was, and they kind of used that as an advantage. At least one he did.
These are but children! I'm
these
just saying.
These are
It was
kids.
Good. It was good. A good movie. Good movie. Good movie.
I'm questioning your judgment.
It was a good
sometime.
Film. It wasn't a good film, but it was.
It was good.
Enjoyable.
All I'm saying is these last couple episodes with Ms. Amber have been questioning.
There are things with the film that there are discrepancies with, but it was a good time.
Because she didn't like Downtown.
I hate that song.
Yeah.
On Skid Row.
Anyway.
You didn't like Touch Me. You didn't
If she would have sang it in a different key and a different octave, it would have been catchy as hell and it would have been great, okay?
It's a spoof. She's playing the spoof.
It was meant to
character.
Be done the way that it was done, young lady.
That doesn't make it any less annoying.
You will understand movies by the time we're finished with you.
I understand.
No,
okay?
You don't.
I said what I said.
Yeah, I know. All right, you guys. While she throws her little temper tantrum, you guys, we're going to take a real quick break. You're going to listen to these fellow podcasters of maybe some of the Pod Nation. There's other podcasters that we know, like, interact with. Listen to these podcaster promos come back to us, and we're going to close this up and give you our scores and all that good.
Can you edit this before the break? I really liked how when Bings finally died, he died at his sister's grave. And then they walked through the gates together.
Yeah, that's sweet.
He died at her grave. I thought that was wonderful.
It was really sweet.
I thought it was very nicely done. Yes. I loved it.
All right.
Maybe if he had already been Gibbs or whatever, he could have saved her. But he didn't.
First of all, his name was Gibbs. Second of all, McGee was his character.
I'm a fucked up person.
It's McGee.
Oh, McGee, Gibbs, whatever.
All right, you guys. Take a break. We'll be right back.
Take a break.
Bye, guys.
I knew it. I knew that was going to bring her in.
I don't want to hear none of that.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan Jay.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and Parlay Points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcasts.
Hey guys, this is B from Arbitrary Advice, your one-stop shop for advice, arbitrary and otherwise. We talk about anything and everything, from serious issues to internet challenges and life hacks. Have a question or topic you want covered? I'm available through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or email me at arbitraryadvicepodcast@gmail.com. My mission is to help people through their challenges, no matter the size. New episodes every Sunday and available anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yes, Will I Am. Are you ready to bring on the weird?
Did you just make a Will I Am joke?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. I'll allow it. Anyway, we're just a couple of harmless guys digging into weird things we don't know much about.
We're just trying to figure out what the hell is happening in the world outside our homes.
Do we get things wrong?
Without a doubt.
Are we learning from those mistakes?
Not anytime soon.
Are you entertained by the crap we're talking about?
Of course. That's why I always listen to the show.
You listen? Alright, what do you like to listen to about the show?
I like aliens, conspiracies, cryptids, NWO, shadow government, you name it.
What? Hold on. Do the aliens come from inside the Earth instead of interstellar travel? What made the conspiracy start? Why did that cryptid evolve to do the things it does? Who runs this NWO?
Listen in as we dive into all manners of subjects as we bring on the weird.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Reddit. You can listen to clips of our episodes on our YouTube channel.
Listen, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser.com. You can also listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, you guys, thank you for that. Yeah, welcome back from that little break. Hope you got some popcorn.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Hope you got some snacks. Hope you
snacks
did whatever you needed to do. First to finish up this episode for you. Like I said, if you paid attention, we're doing a little bit different, streamlining, bringing it all in. So, you know, just tell us what you think. Tell us if you like it. This is not going to be nowhere near as long as our other episodes, and this might be a nice new format for us.
We're trying, guys.
Help us record more multiple episodes in a day if we get to that point when we have to do it.
But we're trying, guys.
Yeah, okay. So let's get down. That was the sound of a glass wine bottle hitting the chair, if y'all happen to hear that, and I don't edit it out.
That was the sound of...
I'm glad you really don't drink like that all the time.
That would be so annoying.
That would be horrible.
Who the fuck drinks like that?
I don't know. Somebody somewhere. But all right, you guys, we're going to give you some scores on these movies.
All right.
And we're going to do our scores together, which gives us a little bit more debate fodder.
So
yeah.
Okay, who's starting?
You starting, because okay, hers Chris are out starting. Of order.
Okay, I'm starting on acting on The Witches.
All right.
I gave it a 10.
Gave it a 10. Why'd you give it a 10?
It was weak. The grandmother was okay. The kid...
Oh, kid was annoying.
The kid was terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Facts. Big facts.
And, I mean, the witches were good. I mean, Angelica Houston...
Yeah.
I love her.
She kept caring, really.
We heard.
Some of the others, though... Well, of course.
She's in... What are the John Wicks? Three?
Oh, some of the other witches.
I don't know if she's in more. I don't know if she's in any more of the John Wicks, but I know she's in John Wick 3.
Parabellum?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for 4.
Ready for 4.
When we get the revelation.
You want a revolution? I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. I have to.
Jesus.
As y'all listen to these episodes, just keep tabs on Amber's.
Thank you for joining us for the Hamilton show.
Again, we're back.
Okay, but so, back to the witches.
Yeah, so
I gave it a 10 on acting. But I mean, the kid was shit.
The kids were bad.
Yes. And I mean, the grandmother was good. Angelica Houston, phenomenal, as always.
Yes.
Fine.
But that was my big thing, was like, just, you got the wrong kid. And it was terrible.
Okay, so, and what was your Hocus Pocus? Because we're going to do them together. So what was your Hocus Pocus score?
13.
So obviously, the acting skills,
I mean, you know, we get some of them that's just not so good.
The kids were a little bit better in Hocus Pocus,
yes.
Is what you're saying.
The kids were a little bit better in Hocus Pocus. Yes, they were.
All right. I mean, I agree. Go ahead.
The Sanderson sisters, great. Bye-bye. Hell, even Gary Marshall, Penny Marshall, fucking great.
That was funny.
He was a great devil.
It was a leader. It's an Easter eggs.
Hell, you know, he was so good that the Sanderson sisters believed that he was the devil.
Oh, master. Yeah.
Oh, master.
Oh. I don't think it was that kind, but it was close. That's what his wife thought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was dancing with Sarah, so... Out of all three of them, she was, like, the youngest and, like, you know.
Right.
I don't think he would have felt the same. She would have felt the same way had he been dancing with, you know, Mary or... Quit looking! Yeah, okay.
It's too late now.
Okay, Amber, what are yours?
The Witches. I gave the acting...
Two were always, like, right there.
A 13. And Hocus Pocus, I gave the acting... A 15.
Oh, I think she's... I feel like...
I mean, at least she went up on... Like,
well, just
she went up from where she went with the witches, because obviously the acting was better.
Just wait, bro. As much shit as she was giving you yesterday...
For Rocky
Horror, I feel like she's about to just, like, love this movie so much.
This is a movie I'm a tongue kiss, okay? Whore. This is a movie I'm a tongue kiss. I'm the Chris this episode, okay? I'm tongue kissing this movie.
Yeah, I tongue kissed the fuck out of Rocky
And he tongue kissed the last
care.
Two.
Rocky!
Noted. He tongue kissed the last two.
And I don't care who knows it or thinks whatever about
it. It is my turn to get some smooching in, all right? And this is my smooching movie.
Hey. Girl, get your smooching in.
Thank you, boo. Thank you.
For me, I gave Witches 12 and Hocus Pocus a 14. Same thing. Like, it was the kids were weak, which took down on both the scores, but also the adult actresses were okay. And I think it was a bit, the reason it got a 14 is because for Hocus Pocus, is some of the adult actors kind of weren't that great, but they weren't in it that much. Bro, like the parents.
Why do we?
The movie's not about the adults, all right?
It doesn't matter if it's about the adults. They're in there and they can taint your take away taint. Your enjoyment.
He said taint, guys.
I did. They could taint your enjoyment of the movie overall.
No
way. Great movie. Taint. 15 out of 15.
Unless you're a professional.
And same thing for Witches, which is why I gave it 12. Okay, next one, bro.
Okay, writing. I gave The Witches a 10.
Okay.
Because the writing was kind of weak.
Even though it was based on a story, too, which is really weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was weak.
Because I feel like the translation from book to movie is they could have left a little bit more in there. Because yes. Originally, there were three witch, and if you see in the remake, there are three mice. Originally in the story, if I'm not mistaken, and you're the one who read the
when
book
I was
more
a
recently.
Kid.
Yeah, but it was three mice, was it not?
I don't remember.
Because I know I've seen the trailer for the, and I thought I remember that eventually, but now that I've seen the trailer for the new one, it is three mice.
The writing just felt weak to me.
Yeah. But anyway, yes. So I think sometimes they might have come to lose something in translation. Even though
But Hocus Pocus, I gave it a 14.
Thank you.
14.
Because it was very good writing. Mm-hmm. It was very fluid. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things.
Inconsistent, no. But still.
Yes. Not hearing
the
it.
The lack of. Was made.
Not hearing it.
Yeah. Well, if you want to know mine, nah. Go ahead and give yours.
For The Witches, I gave the writing.
You know where his is going to be? His is going to be where mine is.
The Witches, I gave the writing.
I don't know why we do separate scores.
Right. I gave it a 14. And for Hocus Pocus, I gave it a 14 also.
You gave The Witches a 14?
I did. I liked
why?
I think everything flowed well. Especially, I guess this kind of also ties into the story, how they were writing about how, like, the secretary ended up quitting her job and not getting turned into a mouse like everyone at the convention.
Right.
And she turned into the good witch that they wanted. Like, I think that was really good writing also. Also stemming from the book, but... They brought it back full circle. Like, it's not like she just quit and then you never saw her again. Like, she quit and she served a purpose.
She's right.
Thank you.
I'm not changing it, but you're
right. Thank you.
She's right.
I know.
He is.
I did. You gave me a readjustment.
Thank you.
Which makes me
I'm not readjusting shit.
Both of them 14s. Because, to be real, like, and I should have went up to the next one.
Before we do all that. Maybe you just go ahead and give yours, and then you can go on with that.
No, it's fine. I already switched it up.
I'm saying give your scores.
I am. That's what I'm saying. I was literally doing it.
Oh, my bad. I thought she was still talking about her stuff, and
no.
You were like, yeah.
No. But yeah, I gave them both a 14 now, because she persuaded me. And this is allowed. This is
is allowed.
Because really, it is like, to be honest, the motivations were weak. They just hated kids, but we don't need much more because they're witches.
Yes.
And the witches.
But it was kind of weak.
When it came around to everything, it kind of wrapped everything up and gave conclusions to certain things. Plus, when she was talking about the ending and how they did that, it also reminded me about the painting and the kids in the painting and how... That was actually really put together very
mm-hmm.
well, too. So
mm-hmm.
I hate
that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Change of heart, sir.
Shut
that's
up.
That's a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
You need to adjust your final now, too.
Fuck me.
Why would Chris adjust his scores over there?
We're not going to talk about it. Okay.
All
yes.
Right.
Yes.
So
yes.
Now, where are we at? Direction and cinematography.
Okay, it's starting me. Directing.
Yes,
I gave The Witches a 12.
Okay.
Some of it wasn't that well done.
No, it wasn't. But what they did good with what they had, but there was the ones that kind of stuck out like a sore thumb.
But to be fair, I gave Hocus Pocus a 12 also.
Yeah, I didn't give it. It's close, and I'll talk about mine when I get there too. But I mean,
because some things just. Weren't the directing just didn't
it flow stick?
It didn't flow stick right. Yet.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, like some schemes were wonky, and the when the it was weird. Like, I'll go to mine. I'll get to mine, like, a particular whenever we get. But go ahead, Miss Amber.
So, directing, I gave The Witches a 13 and Hocus Pocus a 10.
Whoa, shit! I know. So, why did you get...
I know.
Well, so what was the drop?
I know. Well, honestly, I don't remember. I haven't seen this...
I mean, it's fine that you don't remember exactly.
I mean, it's been a month since I've watched the movie. I watched it last month. Okay, I don't remember. But it was one of the talking points.
How can you not remember?
It was one of the talking points we hit on earlier. I was backspacing my notes as we talked about them, so I don't remember what I put in the directing cap.
But see, that is funny because mine, I gave Witches 12, and I gave Hocus Pocus a 13. And it was just, yeah. I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it. Well, for Witches, for one, that whole extra hat scene that they put in there when they were chasing him and he runs outside and he breaks the window and runs outside when they were chasing him from the convention and they all go down there when he didn't have to do anything but open the door and he ran down the hill and they finally got him and this, that, and the other. It was a bit much.
Yeah.
I was like, and then the whole scene whenever the sisters get put in the oven, like, it was weird because, like, they were scared of fire when they got locked in there, but apparently, like, they had never apparently been burned, so they didn't know they were gonna die, but why were they acting scared? Like, what was it? Like, it was just kind of weird, and that was a few things that took off for me.
To be honest with you, bro, guys, I swear to God, like, we don't do our scores together.
No, that's why I should have moved it so you couldn't see it. But you see them now, and you're like, you're dwelling on it.
We don't do it. We don't do that. But anyways, so for The Witches, I gave it a 10.
Which still kind of sucks. I'm thinking about it, but it does, like, and your reason for that?
It was kind of weak.
It was.
I mean, it was short and weak.
For the sake of being what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Hocus Pocus, I gave it a 14.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
It was short, sweet, but it did have a good story. And
I think we just had more. I think we just had way more fun with Hocus Pocus. Yes, that is really what it is.
Hocus Pocus is way more fun, and the story
less scary. But if we're going for scare factor, Witches is creepy as fuck.
Yeah, Witches is way more creepy. Yeah. Yes, yes. For Halloween, yes, Witches is far more creepy.
And I'm looking forward to the remake coming out in a couple weeks.
And Hathaway.
I'm so excited.
Also, I love you. No.
Look, Calvin.
We love you.
Calvin. I don't give out my love like that. I do not
tell me you don't. Tell me you don't.
I don't give out my love like that.
Tell me you don't.
I don't.
Guys.
Give out my love.
I love you, man.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes, ma'am.
You keep using that word. Yes. I don't think it means what you think it means.
That was perfect movie reference.
Inconceivable.
She's getting the hang of what we do here in the Tangent Virgin, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely.
Me and my Pooh Bear pajama
this
shirt.
This is not Princess Bride, sweetheart.
Slowly bringing her into the fold.
Yes.
Dude, I love that movie. Right, y'all don't even understand.
Your score.
I love that movie.
Oh, it is
me too. Also.
That is down the list for future when we have, like, way more time to do.
That is
to
definitely
this.
A great film.
Yeah.
And look, the book is actually a lot darker than the movie.
Well, yeah.
Like, dark.
Yeah.
Like Peter Pan. Like, probably not that dark.
They usually lighten things up for the
Tangent
films.
Versus Movie Book Club in the future. So.
Yeah, we have Book Club in the future.
And that is on the list. So, yes. Anyway, go ahead. Your score.
For which one again?
Story.
For Witches, I gave it a 14.
Of course you did.
I did. Because.
Okay.
Like we said earlier, everything was consistent story-wise with the paintings, with the Grand High Witch and the storyline with the grandmother. Everything was consistent. I like the consistency it was.
Are you Italian now?
She just gave it a chef kiss.
Dude. Yeah, she's Italian now.
Not okay with the chef kiss. I don't think it was deserving.
You know what? You do what you want, boo-boo.
Roll your eyes. Okay, and Hocus Pocus?
For the story, 14 also. 14 also. All right. And I guess...
I mean, there's not much more to debate about that.
I guess really the reason the writing and... the story and kind of goes in hand in hand with the realms of reality, kind of. Yeah, they kept the whole... The fact that it was an urban legend and it was really a part... Like, it ended up being real, kind of. And, you know, in every culture, there's, like, some sort of lore and urban legend about witches. And I like how they pulled into it and they played it. I think they did it well.
Witches?
Yeah.
They were just real.
they both pulled from it differently. Like, they both pulled from, like, the history of, like...
I didn't know, because I got these women in my county. They be doing...
Yeah, stuff. but, like, they have... Every culture, though, has history of witches, though. But you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm just playing with
like,
you.
Like, in Hocus Pocus, they took more of, like, a historical role as to what witches are.
Yes, they did. They
and
did.
In The Witches...
It was kind
of
cool, though.
The Witches, they took more of a modern turn, you know? Like, they adapted to the times, and they blended in with society, you know what I mean? Like, yes, they evolved.
We're waiting for Hocus Pocus 2.
Keep waiting.
We've been waiting years for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking.
2003.
They keep saying it, but I'm
2013.
Like, that's clickbait. Like, and I don't think it really warrants a second one.
I mean, it doesn't. It would just be fun.
It would just be fun.
It would be fun.
But anyways, on to special effects.
Did I do mine? I didn't do mine.
Which is me.
I didn't do mine.
You didn't do yours?
No. I gave my story for Witches a 10, and the story for Hocus Pocus a 13. And I gave it a 10 is just because I felt like I wanted to know more. And again, I feel like certain things are lost in translation from book to story.
Yes.
Like...
Most of the time.
Yes. I mean, we don't need much of an explanation as to why they hate... children because they're witches. That's why they hate children. Witches are inherently evil. Blah, blah, blah. So therefore they're going to be bad. And what can we do to kids?
But
we want to turn them in.
Nothing when she goes in that room. She just... Children.
I want to turn them into mice and kill them. Like, that's like...
I want to formula 86 them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But here's the thing. Is like, you're just going... That's like murder with extra steps.
Yes. Exactly.
Can I say something? Yeah. I would have lost my shit.
But this is not a podcast. This is not the place for you to say things.
I would have lost my shit if it was 66 instead of 86.
Order 66.
Yes, right. It had to be 86, right? Order 60s. Oh, no.
I had to do it.
We did it. Look at you right there. She brought in another little reference.
Like, I'm telling you. Just because I don't watch the same movies y'all watch all the time doesn't mean I don't know anything about sci-fi or anything. Come on, I got Doctor Who. I got The Princess Bride. I've got Star Trek. I've got Star Wars now. I haven't made a Star Trek reference today, which is sad.
No, it's okay. We'll get it.
I'm a very cultured individual. Make a Star Trek reference. Thank you very much.
We got a little longer.
Well, I mean, nobody got a red shirt on, so that's good.
Yeah, no red shirts today.
We're all going to live.
I don't usually wear red. I only wear red when I'm at my job. Maybe like, in hopes that maybe they'll fire me. Like, no,
maybe
no,
I'll
really.
Die today.
No. But yeah, so I gave it a 10 just because I was like, can I get a little bit more meat as to... the grandmother's backstory and how she knew him and like what happened.
But we got nothing.
Yeah. Like we just knew that she was apparently a child that, you know.
They gave us some things and then they just like gave us nothing.
Right. And for Hocus Pocus, it was the same thing. It was because, and it's just little things. It was like, how did they know about certain modern things but didn't know about other modern things?
Yeah. I think that was a whole conversation we had while we were watching it.
Like, the
How the hell do they know about this?
The rain of death they were scared of whenever he turned on the sprinklers, yet they knew what a police officer was. And resisting arrest and stuff like that. So it was kind of, like, wonky and not consistent. I mean, it's okay, but it just can take away. And again, I think it got higher on Hocus Pocus because, again, it's way more fun.
It's way more fun.
I'm going to say this a few more times probably before we get, but it's just a way more fun movie. All right, bro.
Okay, so The Witches, special effects. I gave it a 10 because that was shit.
I also gave it a 10.
I'm sorry, all you dudes hanging wang out there in the audience with the Grand High Witch, but
No.
It was terrible.
They were. The costume looked good.
I mean, I'm thinking it was probably even terrible for the time.
Like, I think I gave it the benefit of the doubt when I get to my scores on both of those. And we'll see.
But Hocus Pocus, I gave it a 12.
Right.
Because there were shitty effects.
Yeah.
There were.
And you would think, you would think for Disney, like they would have invested a little bit more money on those.
Yes.
Effects. This.
I mean, for what they had at the time, I guess. But a lot of the effects just weren't there. And
there was one scene when she's you could see Sarah's stunt double clear as day when yes. she was on one of the yes. when she got on her broom in one of those scenes.
I thought you were gonna see so you could see Sarah something else, and I was like, I don't remember that scene at all. But if you could take me back, no. I would like to. But anyways,
I think it was the last scene when she was actually got to finally yes. sing her song. I don't know if it was the first time she sang it or the last time. No, because it was the last time she sang her song when you could tell clearly that it was a stunt double. And I probably went ahead and gave my scores away. And I mean, you need to go, Amber, but mine was a 12 for The Witches and mine was a 13 for Hocus Pocus. And I'll tell why in a minute for a little bit more. But go ahead and do yours.
Mine were both 12.
Both 12.
Oh, no, sorry, just kidding. Yeah, no, Witches was 10. And nah. Hocus Pocus was 12. I took off because of Danny's lipstick.
Really?
They have lipstick that can last all day now.
Because of lipstick.
I took off because of her lipstick.
That's what did it
for I'll have it be noted. It was her lipstick. Okay. Yes, because look, what was lipstick. His name? The zombie dude.
Billy.
He was, yeah. You know, all that special effect nonsense was good, William. Too.
That was another, here's another, and sorry, didn't mean to cut you, but that goes back to my story, and this is why I gave it a, like, 13 instead of, like, higher, is because if Billy didn't really want to do what he was doing for them, and he's chasing them up through the entire thing till we get to the end, then why was he even chasing them in the first place? Until he cut open his mouth, and he called her a trollop and a wench, he was still chasing her like he wanted to do it, but after he cut open his mouth and could say what he wanted.
Maybe he was like, man, this bitch can fix me.
Maybe it was like the later me. The night went on, since they were closer to sunrise and they hadn't gotten any more energy. Like, maybe her spell wore off the longer the night went.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know.
You're reaching. We don't know. Maybe. I don't care. Maybe.
Or maybe he didn't really know what they were trying to accomplish until the end of the movie.
Okay, Curly Q.
Maybe. It's fine. Okay, so over to mine. Now my explanations. Like I said, Witches got a 12, and Hocus Pocus got a 13. And I gave it higher on the Witches because that makeup was just ugly. Hocus Pocus. I know, but I mean instead of like a 10, like okay, you. Okay. Or because the effects weren't great. But that... I, like, the Grand High Witch's suit was nightmare fuel, even though it couldn't be hidden. Dude,
and, like, there. The whole thing that we talked about, like, how do you gonna pull your face off and then it shows your whole back?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Come on.
But also, and I think this is why I gave it a little bit higher, is because they did that real quick transition.
They did do a really quick transition.
They did a transition that was great when somebody knocked on the door when she was about to take off her wig and mask. And you see she's holding a mask up against. And literally, it was just a shot change. But it was just done smooth. Because you see you're holding up against. He's like, who's that? Who's at the door? And you see her mask.
Is the door locked?
Flatten across her face. No, I'm talking about when she was in her room. She was in her room. And she had started to take it off. Then there was a knock on the door.
Yeah.
And she's holding it there. And then she's like, who's the door? Who is it? Hold on a second. And so we see her and her assistant, the other witch, goes to open the door, and then we see her go like this, and then it's on, and like,
and it's Morticia. I mean, Angelica Houston.
Yeah, but yeah. So I guess that's why I gave it a little bit higher. Then the special effects for Hocus Pocus, like they did good with the broom swine and everything. Like they didn't need a whole lot.
They did, and also effects. With
Billy.
Thackeray.
Yeah, that was
the cat. Like,
it looked really good.
He calmed out there. He fucking got squished. Fucking popped back up.
Yeah. And you know
what
I'm saying?
And it wasn't bad. It didn't look bad.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch from, like, the show.
90s.
From Clarissa. These effects.
Clarissa knows it all, by the way.
Yeah. That's why I said Clarissa instead of saying, what was it? Joan
Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah. These cat talking effects look better.
I don't love you.
These cat talking effects look better in Hocus Pocus than it did on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I'm just saying.
I like you.
So, all right, go ahead to Realms of Reality.
That was Realms of Reality, no, right there.
That was special effects.
I see what you did.
Boom. Okay. Realms of Reality. I gave it a 12 on the witches and a 12 on Hocus Pocus because, yeah, it is a bit far-fetched, but within the realms of where they're at and their reality, I mean, like, even the witches opens up and talks about it, and it's like, blah, you know, witches are real and blah, 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 and I talk to her grandson. In Hocus Pocus, you know, there's this whole backstory of the Sanderson sisters and stuff like that, so, but, you know, there's... It's not so very believable, so I gave them both 12.
Mm-hmm. Amber?
I gave the witches a 12.
Hey, yo, and
pound it.
Yeah, boo!
She actually just
Don't
hit.
Punch it. Yeah, I said pound it, don't punch it.
She hit her camera for real.
Like, so hard. I heard that and felt it. I think he just did
and
something
the,
bad.
And the Hocus Pocus, I gave Realms of Reality a 15.
15, probably.
15.
Yep.
You know the Sanderson sisters were real.
Did you Google them?
They were real. They were real within that realm.
They were fucking real.
She said they were real people.
Okay.
So, I gave the witches a 10.
I think.
And I gave it a 10.
Do some more fact-checking.
What?
Did you just call him thick?
No, I said I'm going to do some fact-checking.
Okay, oh, okay. I was like, did you just call him thick?
Do your fact checking while I do my. I gave the witches a 10, and it's because their motivation was unnecessary motivation to me. It's like, if you don't like kids, just stay the fuck away from them overall.
I need to let you know something.
I mean, kids are everywhere, though. Fucking filthy vermin.
What?
I need to let you know something. The characters assumed fire would work because of the stereotype, you know, witches and fire burning. Binks doesn't think that they're dead, and he's more in the know about magic stuff than the children are. The magic of the candle brought them back for Halloween night, making them invincible, which is why they don't die in the fire.
So then they couldn't have stopped him at all until sunrise.
Right.
Yep.
Basically, is what that's saying.
Yes.
No matter what they did, they could have only slowed them down.
But they can trick the Sanderson sisters because they are less informed because they've been gone for.
But they know when police officers are resisting arrest is.
No, they do not, and they shouldn't have. And that's why.
But I okay. So,
certain things got lower scores.
So, like I said, 10 from that because the motivation of the witches was just. I hate kids for the sake of them being kids, and I want to turn them. And like I said, it's like you're like that's like murder with extra steps.
Yeah,
you know, it's like if you just don't like them, instead of giving them the candy to turn them into rats, then kill the rats. Just poison the fucking candy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
They actually that came up in the film. I know. She was like, poison the candy. Like
I know.
Basically, she was like. Oh, that's not what we do.
Yeah, but it was right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But for Hocus Pocus, I gave it a 14 because their motivations were a little bit grounded. The witch's motivation was just more.
Yes.
So that's why I did it on that overall.
So
personal.
That's
in your final.
The end of it. My personal for the witches was a 5.
Okay.
Because I'm half in, half out. So, it gets a full score of 72 because I did change my writing to 13 thanks to Amber.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, peace, love, all that shit. Never. And Hocus Pocus, it got an 87 with no changes because it's a superior film.
What was your personal that you gave it?
10.
Of course you gave it a 10.
Because I love it. It's a fucking great film. I mean, it's not a great... I love it.
I mean, it's fine. Like, you're allowed to like what you like. I'm not passing judgment on any of that. It's fine. You don't need a reason to like it. That's what those final scores are there for. All right, Ms. Amber.
Yes.
My overall score for Witches, I gave it a 6. And for...
Okay, you weren't so liberal.
Thanks. And my personal score for Hocus Pocus was 9. 10.
Oh, God. What took off your 1 point?
How did you not have a 10 for Hocus Pocus?
What was the one thing stopping you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You just felt more comfortable. And neither do our listeners. And I think our listeners would like
to know. It's all clouded in ambiguity. I don't know.
Oh. That's nice. I like that. That was real nice.
Okay, so me. So, Witches was at 67, and I adjusted my score, so I didn't account for that with the other. But I added a few, and so it was originally going to be a total of 73, but with the adjustment and my personal score of 6, it ended up being a 77. It was fun, it was good, it was just, this is one that I don't have to see every Halloween.
And it wasn't that fun, to be honest with you.
I mean, it was entertaining in a sense. If it's something that you want to scare your kids with, you can really do that. But it was just, you know, so I got a 77. But Hocus Pocus got an 81. Then I gave it a personal score of 8. So it get a total of 89. And, I mean, it's just really fun. That's the thing about this movie. It's like,
it is.
With the inconsistencies, so as bad as certain things can be about it, it's just fun.
Yeah.
So the fun. Acting was strong. Bette Midler, the writing for themselves, the Sanderson sisters. Yes. It was just fun. It was good.
And to be honest, we haven't mentioned it, but Najimi, what was her name?
Mary.
Mary Najimi.
Her witch's name is Mary.
Yes. Her and her sister, Sarah, they had pretty funny parts within it.
Yeah.
And good parts.
Yeah. They were the comic relief overall. Yes. Well, the witches were all funny.
Yes.
But
they had good parts. They played their part well.
Amok, 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 amok. And nobody wanted to listen to Sarah, even though she was telling her Dead Man's Toe. She was like, shut up. What was it? I can't remember the recipe.
Dead Man's Toe.
And they're like, no, it wasn't. No. And there was like Dead Man's Tongue or, you know, different things. But yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. What, you got any more facts for us before we wrap up?
No.
Okay, well, you guys.
Oh, I didn't give my overall score. Overall, Witches was 82, and overall, Hocus Pocus was 85.
I thought you. She didn't? Mm-mm. Well, she got both over 80s on both of them. And you know what we say, dude? Whenever you get an 80 from us and our scores, that can be. It'll be worth your time to watch.
You need to
that
watch.
That is what we've determined with everything that we've done thus far. So, yes, you guys. Do that. Go watch them. You know.
Do that thing.
Watch them before or after you listen to us. It doesn't even matter. They're fun movies. If you've never seen them, you're missing out.
I mean, even with the score that I gave The Witches and everything that I thought about it is a good... It's enjoyable to watch.
I think a good one-time
Watch, you know? Like, it's a good enjoyable one-time
watch. But Hocus Pocus
is
way more fun.
Hocus Pocus, you gotta watch it at least once time a year.
Yep, and I do.
Oh, I do also.
All right, I think that's gonna start to wrap us up. But before we go, our social media manager, do your thing.
Okay.
Dan.
You gotta put me on a spot like this. Just like usually.
This is your job. Yeah. I've said it a few times, but it's still your job. We give them back at the end
Sweetheart,
of the day.
Sweetheart, your spot. Like, spot. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
We're right here. This.
Okay, so.
It's that
for
time.
For all of you lovely people who want to hit us up on our social media, we have a Facebook. Our page is the Tangent versus Space Station, where we go and we just share a whole bunch of memes and have a really fun time. On Twitter is where we are mostly active. You have our entire universe, our handle at Tangent Universes. Kelvin is at Tangent Kelvin.
It's Tangent versus.
Oh, yeah, at Tangent Versus. Sorry. Chris is at Tangent Chris, and mine is at Ambiguity. Instagram, where we are less active also for the moment. You have at the underscore tangent underscore versus. Chris and Kelvin do not use their Instagrams because they're dumb. And my personal is at ambiguity also.
I'm going to go send you a message on my personal and say, fuck
and,
you. Just because.
And that's great. If you guys. You
see a little hate
if
in
you.
If
you guys and gals, our lovely tangenteers.
Feel that
have
hate.
Any questions.
Let it rise.
Comments, concerns, queries, conundrums, or pickles as to what goes on behind the scenes and in our universe. You can shoot us an email on Yahoo. thetangentversus@yahoo.com and our lovely leader will return your email shortly.
Our lovely leader? Or maybe one of us.
Well, he's the only one who has access to the email, so. And that's enough. I have enough responsibility as it is. He can keep the email, all right? He can keep the email.
What do you mean you have enough responsibility as it is?
I have enough responsibilities.
Oh, you ass. You're so lucky I can't cuss you out.
We love you.
I have to wait for you to respond. I literally, as you were talking, I went to my Instagram, went to my personal, and I searched you just so I could send you a message and said, fuck you.
Yeah, he did. He did. I got it real time. Kelvin is requested to follow you.
No, I know. I'm just saying, there, now.
I think she's salty with the Chris.
I'm not salty.
There. Effort. That took way too much effort.
Yeah.
That took so much effort.
Guess what? I'm going to leave you on red.
I understand.
Because I don't give a damn.
That's fine. Yeah, but it's there. It's there. But yeah, I think that's everything, you guys. Do we have anything? Oh, yeah. Again, please, please. Rate us. Comment. And tell your friends about us on Apple, iTunes, and or Podchaser is an app. Well, not an app site. It might be an app now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you can tell everybody how you felt about our episodes. And if you like, and let them know. Because telling your friends and family about us helps us the most.
Yes.
The best. We got a new logo coming out
soon.
Come
talk to us because I will touch you.
We have a new logo coming out soon, which might mean there might be a little bit of merch coming out with because we have an official logo. But I think that might be everything, you guys. Thank you for listening.
Nice with the dictionary. Like, everything.
I think that's it. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to us. Like I said, I hope you I hope you like what we're doing. If you had any ideas, suggestions, or anything, you know, get us to like the email, like Amber said. We got a few more coming. I'm going to try to have to pound out these editing for the rest of Halloween. We got a whole bunch coming up. And then...
Yeah, we're trying to put out a lot for you.
Yeah, Halloween is probably going to be our busiest. And then what we're going to try to do next month is...
Because you know why?
It's the most wonderful time of the
wonderful
year.
Wonderful time of the year. It really is.
But yeah, so that's coming. We got more coming down the line for you, so stay tuned. Look out for some more Halloween. I think next week we're going to try to record Casper versus Beetlejuice.
And we're
going to ghost and a house demon or whatever.
I don't think we put out Poltergeist, but we're going to get our second half to that.
Yeah, we got to do our second half according to that.
Yes.
And then that can go out. Because, you know, we want to keep some things all light and some things scary. Who Miss Amber refuses to watch scary movies by herself, but we'll get her one day.
We'll get her maybe there and watch something with her.
Maybe by next Halloween we'll have her prompted. But I think
maybe we could do this one film and go over there and watch it with her.
Is that the silent clapping? The silent.
It can be Amber's adventure through this.
Yeah,
it means no. We'll not to be confused with 20. It means no.
Yeah, pussy.
This means it's gonna happen.
I hear blah, 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 blah,
that
blah,
that also
blah,
means
blah.
It's going to happen. You can throw up any sign you want.
Well, while they're bickering, you guys, thank you very much, and stay tuned. I've been Kelvin.
I've been the Chris.
And I've been Gizmo.
Yeah, Gizmo. Forget. Don't forget that at all.
Yeah.
Gizmo. Don't get her wet. Don't feed her after midnight. But thank you, guys. Listen, we will talk to you soon, and...
Good night.